Rich Kimble here, along with Carrie Haskell. And we have a very special guest joining us in studio. Here with us is labor activist and folk singer Woody Guthrie. Woody, thank you for being with us. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, let's see. Tell about myself? Well, never drink anything stronger than water for a chaser. Never spend my money foolish unless I'm by myself or with somebody. I like poor people because they'll come out winner in the long run. And I like rich people because they need friendship. I play the guitar, and I'm what is known as a magical singer, in as much as I fool the audience completely. I keep them wondering all during the show why the devil they bought a ticket. I suffered for my art, now it's your turn. Now, if anybody out there wants to hire me, I am available. And if you're afraid I won't go over in your lodge or party, you're possibly right. And in such case, just mail me $15 and I won't come. Now, when I do come, I cut it down to $10. I've been roaming around the country a few years, kind of a hobo music busker. Born the year that Woodrow Wilson was nominated to be the president. And my mama and papa was so worked up in good and bad politics, they went and named me Woodrow Wilson, too. I tried to talk them out of it. Used to call me Woodrow because I would draw or paint on anything and all day if they'd let me. Woodrow Wilson Guthrie, which is too much of a name for a country boy, so I sawed off all the fancy work and just left Woody. I could remember that. Many a month has come and gone since I've wandered from my home in these Oklahoma hills where I was born. Many a page of life has turned, many a lesson I've learned, but I feel like in these hills I still belong. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, riding my pony on the reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, the cowboy's life was my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Turn life a page in the land of the great Osage, in these Oklahoma hills where I was born, where the black oil rolls and flows and the snow white cotton grows, in these Oklahoma hills where I was born. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, riding my pony on the reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was. My occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born.
That is wonderful. Woody Guthrie, as portrayed by actor, writer, producer, director, musician, man of many talents, Randy Nugent.
Thank you, Rich.
Great to have you here, Randy. Tomorrow night, 7 p.m., and Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock, you'll be doing your show, Hard Traveling with Woody, at Penobscot Theater in the historic Bangor Opera House.
Yeah, I'm proud to be here. It's great to be in Bangor. Never been here before.
What is it, do you think, that has kept Woody's music alive and sounding so fresh after all these years?
You know, he really rhymes with the... the times now rhyme with his times, the Depression and he wrote a lot about income inequality. That's what got me interested in Woody. And even the immigration questions that are on our
table these days. Woody covered with songs like Deportees and border songs like Do Re Mi about getting stopped at the border. The economic migrants of Woody's time kind of rhyme with the economic migration that's happening now.
Absolutely. And you wrote this show as well.
Yeah, I based it on Woody's autobiographical novel, Bound for Glory. Woody was such a writer. He wrote novels and articles and all these, 3,000 songs. So there was plenty to choose from Woody's writings to try to find text that would contextualize the songs so that we get an understanding of where these songs come from in Woody's life.
Now, you've also done a one-man show on country music legend Hank Williams. Are there some parallels between Williams and Guthrie?
Well, actually, my Hank Williams history is not a one-man show.
It's not. Okay.
It's a play called Lost Highway.
Ah.
That I've done 3 or 4 productions of it. That's where I kind of got into roots music theater. I discovered I'm an actor. I'm a MFA in playwriting and acting from playwriting from University of Iowa and acting from Arizona State. And I just stumbled upon this roots music type of shows that really was more fun. I discovered that I had a lot more fun in a show with a guitar in it. So Hank taught me that that kind of theater is possible. And so I developed a one-man show. I wanted to be more political than Hank. Hank is a great songwriter. But I wanted to say something that I wanted to mouth off politically in the guise of somebody who I related to. And Woody seemed to have a voice that I wanted to express. He had the ideas that I wanted to put into the world.
Well, it is a message that we definitely need again in these times. You'll get the chance to see it and hear it in person, Hard Traveling with Woody, Randy Nugent performing tomorrow night, 7 p.m., Sunday afternoon at 3, Penobscot Theater, the Bangor Opera House. You can give them a call, 942-3333. Stop into the box office or go online, penobscottheater.org. And check it out. Randy, so good to have you here. Thanks for stopping by.
My pleasure. Thank you, Rich.
Wonderful to get a taste of the show that you'll see this weekend.